Tennessee running the ball the way you guys run the ball?
They were doing some zone stuff. They were spreading them out and just letting the line work and letting the running backs find the holes. And we were going to do some of the same stuff. We're going to do some of the stuff that we've done in the past 2 weeks as well.
For people kind of to your point behind years, how much does your supporting cast
help? A lot. I mean, you got those big receivers outside. You got Stokely running the slot. Daniel Graham's playing better than ever. Travis, I mean, getting 120, 150 a game. I mean, it makes things easy on me. So, I mean, without those guys, I mean, we probably wouldn't be in the position we are right now.
Would you like to put one away before the last 10 seconds?
I mean, it'd be nice. I mean, we jumped out there early, and we thought we might put them away in the third, fourth quarter, but I mean, turnovers weren't complete in drives. I mean, there's a lot of things that went into it, but we got the win. I mean, that's the most important part. We're getting a lot of yards. We're still finishing drives, and we got better on third down this week, but we still missed some key ones.
Do you see the positives in going through these experiences?
Definitely. I mean, I think this is going to help us later in the year when we get in some tight ball games, some ball games that mean a lot to us in the season. These experiences are going to help us because we know we can pull games out in the last 10 seconds and overtime. I mean, we've been there and done it. So it definitely pay off in the end, hopefully.
Do all the yards put up and all the points put up outside of losing? Does it internally become a problem at all, pressure point for you guys?
No. No, I mean, we're confident. I mean, we're two games deep. I mean, it's not like we've been putting up large yards for 10 games and we're still scoring 15, 20 points a game. We're two games in. I mean, we're still figuring out this team, figuring out the offense, tweaking things. And, I mean, it's a positive, I think. All the yards we're putting up, we're moving the ball well. We're just not finishing drives and third down. So, we're getting chances in the red zone. We just got to make them count. I mean, I think in the next couple of weeks, hopefully we get better at it.
There's certain athletes who enjoy the clock winding down, knowing that they're behind.
Yeah.
It takes a certain type of mentality to want that. Mm-hmm. Do you enjoy that?
I don't have a choice sometimes. I enjoy it. I mean, it's fun. I mean, that's what the game's all about. That's what the quarterback position is so important, because in times like that, you've got to be calm and complete balls and finish drives. And we did that. We did that again last week. I mean, we had the big drive for the field goal right before regulation ended, and then we made the big drive in overtime. So, but I mean, a lot of guys are helping out right now. I mean, Travis is running hard in the third and fourth quarter, and ran hard in overtime. And Brandon, Javon, and Stoke are making big catches on third downs and moving the chains for us. So, it's a team effort.
Yeah, what do you think you personally are doing well that you're comfortable with, and what do you think you need a lot of work at? Something you're struggling with?
I mean, I'm doing some stuff well. I mean, I'm completing balls. I mean, there's still some situations on third downs and the interceptions where I'm making mistakes. But I mean, as a whole, I mean, I'm pretty happy with where I am right now for the first two games. And every game's an experience. I'm learning little things every game and trying to get better and better and going back and watching the film and just seeing what things I did wrong, what I did right, and try to learn from it. I mean, trying not to make the same mistake twice.
Will this be maybe the toughest pass rush you'll face? I know it's only game three, but you can look at the rest of your schedule. And this is
yeah, I mean, it's going to be like Oakland. I mean, Oakland, that's probably one of the better pass rushes we'll see this year. And obviously Jacksonville's got those two D tackles and some good defensive ends, and they bring pressure with the linebackers. So line did a good job against Oakland. I expect the same from them. But they'll definitely push the pocket and close things in on you and make you throw over those guys. So it's going to be a challenge for us.
Cool. Thanks.